Division about 35 years. I got the word from a sheriff's deputy that a guy who was a little girl, he kidnapped her, he put her in a little box, kept her in there for about 2 weeks, and took her out and raped her every once in a while. They sent him to prison. He actually was getting parole, and they're going to put him in the community, not far, too far from where I lived. And the deputy said because of his job, he couldn't do much, but would I do something running the Klan? So we put posters all over town that this pervert, this child molester, was coming back to town, and we were successful in getting him transferred. He didn't come to town. He went to another town, and then he disappeared for a while. And then all of a sudden, I read the paper, and Oceanside, California, which is about a half an hour's drive from Fallbrook, where I live, that this secretary had been murdered and worked for the city. And guess who murdered her? It was the same guy. He murdered her, and guess what? She was black. So there you go. Sort of interesting, isn't it? But we did save somebody in my little town from being either raped or sodomized or murdered, and so we were quite proud of that. So anyhow, that's it for on that particular subject. Well, let's have a few laughs here, hopefully, huh? Getting a little too serious around the old bunker here. An old but still ruggedly handsome sergeant major found himself at a gala event hosted by a local liberal arts college. There was no shortage of extremely young idealistic ladies in attendance, one of whom approached the sergeant major for conversation. "Excuse me, sergeant major, but you seem to be a very serious man. Is something bothering you?"
"Negative, ma'am, just serious by nature."
The young lady looked at his awards and decorations and said, "It looks like you've seen a lot of action."
"Yes, ma'am, a lot of action."
The young lady, tiring of trying to start up a conversation, said, "You know, you should lighten up a little, relax, and enjoy yourself." The sergeant major just stared at her in a serious manner. Finally, the young lady said, "You know, I hope you don't take this wrong, but when is the last time you've had sex?"
1955, ma'am.
"Well, there you go. There you are. You really need to chill out and quit taking everything so serious. I mean, no sex since 1955? Feeling charitable and a little bit drunk, she took his hand and led him to a private room where she proceeded to relax him several times. Afterwards, panting for breath, she leaned against his bare chest and said, "Wow, you sure didn't forget much since 1955. The sergeant major glanced at his watch and said in a matter-of-fact voice, "I hope not. It's only 21:30 now." Oh, man. A Mexican family was considering putting their grandfather in a nursing home. Since all the Catholic facilities were completely full, they had him put in a Jewish home. After a few weeks in a Jewish facility, they came to visit Grandpa. "How do you like it here?" asked the grandson.
"It's wonderful. Everybody here is so courteous and respectful," says Grandpa.
"We're so happy for you. We're worried that this was the wrong place for you, you know, since you are a little different from everyone."
"Oh, no, let me tell you about how wonderful they treat residents here," Grandpa says with a big smile. "There's a musician here. He's 85 years old. He hasn't played the violin in 20 years, and everyone still calls him Maestro. There's a judge in here. He's 95 years old, and he hasn't been on the bench for 30 years, and everyone still calls him Your Honor. And there's a physician here. He's 90 years old, and he hasn't been practicing medicine for 25 years, and everyone still calls him Doctor. And me? I haven't had sex for 35 years, and they still call me the fucking Mexican." Well, some young guy, I get a lot of email from younger guys now, and he wanted some advice, and he was worried because there wasn't a bunch of people that think like us right around him. So I told him this: the struggle starts with you as a leader in your own right, not waiting for someone else to do it. As more and more individual leaders stand up, a collective forms. That is as strong as steel, like stainless steel chain, that is nearly impossible to break. The best approach is to quietly infiltrate all areas of society. Acting as an intelligence gathering underground is very important to the struggle. Searching out the very few that are fit to carry on the struggle is another important task. It is also dangerous. To confront the enemy at this time is premature, even though we would all like to. Timing is everything. A covert operation must be in place and ready when our day comes. Some things are cute, like low-power FM in your car or van, running propaganda off a simple tape recorder. You only reach a few blocks, but the rumor to the press makes it quite effective. Being mobile also is more secure. Actually, what I am doing is the most effective now, since the MP3 files just keep going on and on with the internet. Anyone can go to our website, resist.com, and download our shows. You can then send them out as an attachment, far and wide. Or go up to youtube.com and make your own 10-minute telecast. Another trick is to make cassettes out of the radio broadcasts and hand them to white teenagers or even non-whites. To really get them going, label the cassettes with a top-selling white or black label. Pick up cast-off pre-printed cassette cases or CD cases and put our show in the case and put it out to people. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do, and I point those out. And this is, we're coming to the end of the Insurgent Show. Remember, Hal Turner Radio Network, every dollar you give, we have a benefactor that gives a dollar. 1906 Patterson Plank Road, North Bergen, New Jersey, 07047. Call Terrible Tommy. Yep, 574-267-5036, and we'll give you a dose. Yeah, you won't have to get a shot to get rid of it. Yeah, and even record those little messages I put on there and hand them out. Spread it around. Come on, let's go. And remember, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say, Mr. Fed. I have nothing to say, Mr. Cop. I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. See you on Freya's Day, Friday.
I was a toast of the town and she drunk it. I had a run of good luck and she ran it right into the ground.
Oh, man.
And now she's putting on a show and I get to play the clown. I had the wind in my sails and she took it. I had that world out of tail and she shook it. I reached out for the lifeline and she threw me loose.
Baby.